Corey, how you guys doing?
How was the first mini camp practice under the new coach?
I was excited. Guys had a lot of energy, and you could tell, you know, even with the bad weather, you know, guys were ready to go. So that's a positive.
What about the new coach? What was new coach like?
Oh, fired up, a lot of energy, you know, different atmosphere, but, you know, a lot of learning. So everybody's trying to get on the same page. We all excited.
How does the 3-4 defense help you?
We run a 3-4? I didn't know that, but
If they did,
I don't know. I've never played it, so we'll see what happens. You know, that's not my area to call, so I'm just out here just trying to execute whatever package we in, or, you know, just trying to get myself in a good shape and conditioning and, you know, be mentally ready as well.
Can you backpedal?
I'll try if I have to.
How worried are you about that? I mean, it just doesn't seem like you're a natural three. You are a natural three guy.
So you're undermining. That's what you're doing right now.
I'm saying
I can't drop in coverage.
No, I'm saying I
understand. If I did have to drop in coverage, it'd be something new, and that's just something, you know, that's football. You know, you got to learn, and it's never too late to learn. So I'm ready to do whatever it takes, and I'm willing to learn whatever.
What's it like out there first practice among the front seven? It just seems like right now they're shifting guys all over the place trying to figure out fits where. What was that like today?
It's starting, you know, it's just like music and chill, like you said. Everybody's just trying to learn everything, and you know, the more you can learn, the more valuable you are. So that's a good thing. Guys are just kind of come in and, you know, show the coaches that they can make this team. So that's what it's about.
I mean, like coach said, you know, Marcus was at nose tackle some today. I mean, did you look around today at any point and go, you're playing here?
I actually did, man. I was just trying to learn. I got a lot of responsibility to learn this year, so I'm just trying to make sure I learn my package. So.
Darrell Reed spoke a lot about you a couple weeks ago. What can you tell us about him and what his role might be, or what kind of team?
I mean, so far, you know, I never played a game with him, but, you know, I've seen him in Indianapolis, and he's a big playmaker, even on special teams, especially for a big guy like him. But he's fun, man. He's an up-tempo guy. He works hard and, you know, over there with too, and I'm excited to see how it goes on the field. So, you know, we all just trying to gel in with each other, personalities, and got so many new guys. So it's kind of like, you know, that first day of school, and, you know, we all excited, man. That's one thing I can say. Everyone is excited, and I think we all going the same direction. I think we're going to have a special group, so.
You ever seen a guy go from defensive tackle to potentially outside linebacker?
Excuse me?
He played tackle in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Could be an outside linebacker. Any ever
I guess,
seen
I mean,
like that?
I mean, if he do, I guess he's a great athlete, huh?
On this Monday, how much of a challenge is it to learn brand new system? I mean, I guess it's both of them, but just speaking of
I've been learning a new system since my sophomore year in college. So it's one thing, I am coachable. But for the most part, it's a challenge, man. That's the fun thing about football. You know, you got to challenge yourself mentally. You know, a lot of people, you know, the perception of football players is, you know, just going out there and hit or chase the ball. And it's a lot of X and O's. You know, it's a lot of studying. And I think that's the part that get undermined. So, you know, it's a fun and it's exciting and, you know, get to learn a new package.
What's your biggest challenge in this particular system so far?
I don't know, it's day one. I can't really answer that question, honestly. I don't want to lie to you. So I don't know. We gotta, you know, see what happens. Maybe by week one I can tell you.
A couple more for Elvis.
All the distractions with the offseason. Did you kinda have to tune them out as a player, or did you follow it, or how did you handle the
I mean, you guys air it all. You can't ignore it. I mean, for the most part, it's football. I mean, a lot of guys, I mean, look at the Drake Bly, Ebenezer, you know, those guys not here. They don't be talked about. So, I mean, since being my fourth year coming up, it's been a lot of changes. And, I mean, it's just the nature of the business, and I embrace that. You know, so, I mean, just something that you can't, you know, that's not my area. So, I can't really make no changes or do changes on that. So, only thing I can do is come out here and just do my best.
Else, have you done anything different in the offseason, just
kind of
knowing that you might have to do some different
things? Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to change my diet, just, you know, personally. I just wanted to get more lean and, you know, don't be more, you know, be less fatigued during the season. Just take care of my body more. And I think that you learn as, you know, as more years you play in the NFL. But that's the only thing. I kind of changed my diet and try to eat right. So.
Last one for Elvis.
I mean, the change in diet? Can you feel more energy?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, working with Rich too, I kind of had a one-on-one talk with him. You know, let him know what kind of, you know, angle I wanted to go with, and you know, I feel good actually. I'm ready to go right now actually, and I'm ready to get this season going. Hopefully, I get like 16 sacks. So that's my number this year.
One more. Sorry.
Go ahead. It's okay with Mike.
Have you noticed the pass rushers, you know, this year in the draft, you still pay attention to the pass rushers? They all seem to be these conversion. There's no DN pass rushers anymore. They're all DN / outside linebackers like Rappaport.
Yeah, that's a new wave. You know, when I was coming, I was a negative. So I guess it's good now to be short. But for the most part, those guys are versatile. And, you know, those guys got big challenges to come, you know, in front of them for their future. And wish them good luck.
One more for Roger.
With the draft coming last week, what's your favorite memory of drafting?
I mean, just I had a lot of mixed feelings. You know, I thought, you know, me personally, I felt I should have been higher. You know, everyone wants to be a higher pick. But when the bottom line appeared, I was drafted. And, you know, that's a very rare deal for people. And I'm blessed. I was very fortunate. And I'm just thankful. So I just want to be able to continue this ride. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You can try. Hey. Do you have a couple minutes?